Good evening, fellow Wahoos and ACC sports fans. This is Frank Maloney with my co-host Jim Hobgood, ready to bring UVA athletic personalities and the latest news to you. Tonight we have a great show planned. UVA's spring sports are in fuego. UVA's baseball team is back at number one. UVA's top-ranked tennis team, crew, lacrosse teams all won ACC titles last weekend. Men's and women's golf finished surprisingly in second place in both of their respective tournaments. What a wild season this is.
En fuego.
On fire, baby.
Oh, very nice. Well, this is Hobbo, you know, learning the dictionary as we speak. We are delighted to have two guests tonight joining us for our penultimate show.
Very good.
UVA's Executive Associate Athletic Director, John Oliver, will join us momentarily. And at the bottom of the hour, UVA tennis coach Brian Bolin of the ACC champion men's tennis team will give us a preview of the NCAAs, which are upcoming. There are several ways that you can follow the show, and Frank will tell you that right now.
Who's Talking is streaming live on sportsradio910.com and thesaber.com. We encourage our listeners to send comments via email to whostalking@sportsradio910.com, or you can call us at 804-345-0910. That's 345-0910. Previous shows are all archived on thesaber.com. We also have a Facebook page, so search Who's Talking and become a fan. Your questions and comments are always welcome.
Well, Mr. Maloney, the UVA athletic program is on fuego. Really excelling with seven ACC championships and counting, as they say. So let's get to it and introduce our first guest, John Oliver. He's been serving at UVA for 9 years. He oversees the day-to-day operations of the athletic department. John is the administrative liaison for football and men's basketball and has oversight responsibilities for academic affairs. He earned his bachelor's degree in communications at Boise State in 1994 and suggested they have bluegrass. No, I'm just kidding. No, he was not the one. And earned a law degree from the University of Idaho in 1997. Isn't that where Sarah Palin got her degree as well? You know, so
not
I don't
sure.
know if he wants to speak to that or not. He worked at Washington State for 6 years prior to coming to UVA. Can we say Tony Bennett? May
yep.
have been a connection there.
Here, here.
And he and his lovely wife, November, have a son and two daughters. So welcome, John, if he's with us.
John, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Thanks for having me.
It's exciting to have you on the show tonight. This is Frank. And, you know, Jim and I alluded in the opening, UVA now has seven ACC titles this season, and we're hoping that the baseball team can come through again. What would you attribute this power shift in the recent years and how that has resulted in these seven titles this year?
Great coaches and great student-athletes. I think it's that simple. I think they've done a great job recruiting good kids and being clear about what they're trying to accomplish, and I think the kids have bought in and things have happened. I think it's that simple.
I heard it was John Oliver's leadership.
No, it has nothing to do with it.
Oh. I don't believe that for a minute. You know, John, you know, there's a business aspect to college athletics these days. How's the university? I guess we're almost 10 months into the current fiscal year. How are we doing on the business side?
I think we're on track to balance the budget, and, you know, we're paying a lot of attention to that. As you know, we went through some difficult times with ticket sales and football and basketball, but we were aware of that, and we set our budgets accordingly, and I think we're going to be just fine as we finish this year.
And that's a good question. I mean, from your perspective in the athletic department, I mean, to what degree can you manage expenses? I guess a certain degree expenses are structured and you can't do a whole lot about it. I guess maybe on the travel side and some other areas you might try to curtail expenses within reason.
Well, we've tried to be reasonable. You know, there's some trips that we would put off in terms of scheduling-wise, games that you wouldn't play. We've also asked everybody to tighten their belt. For example, football, instead of chartering flights to Carolina, you could take a bus. Basketball, the same thing. So we've tried to find ways across the department to try and save money. The Olympic sports, that's a lot more difficult. Their budgets were already pretty tight. But what we've tried to do is to make sure we understand what the risk could be, and we try and adjust accordingly. If we get into dire straits, we put an immediate stop spending in certain areas. But by and large, you know, we've limited professional development travel. We've tried to adjust to what's happening in the economy and in the department with ticket sales. So, you know, it's an ongoing process, but I think our business office did a pretty good job with staying on top of it.
You know, John, the budget for the University of Virginia, I saw in an article maybe a couple of years ago on Sports Illustrated, was, you know, certainly in one of the top seven or eight maybe in the country. It's huge business. Virginia has, I believe, 25 NCAA sports. And how does the university and how do you and Craig Littlepage, how do you keep track of all of it? Because it seems to have just become a huge business at UVA.
Well, the first thing I want to say is the article you saw in Sports Illustrated a few years ago, that was tied to including the revenue and expenses for the new arena.
Right.
So it was kind of out of whack.
A little skewed.
Yeah, it was a little skewed. I think it had our budget around $90 million, where this year we're approaching roughly $60 million with our budget. But as you said, it is a huge undertaking. You got 25 sports. You got a lot of student athletes. You have a great athletics foundation that's set up to try and support all those efforts. But what we try and do is break each budget down and pay attention to each budget. And you just plug it in and you deal with it. You look at your revenues, you adjust accordingly. It's an ongoing exercise, but we have great people in our business office, and they track it every day.
John, speaking of the arena, are we on track relative to what you expected, trying to get the pledges and pay off the notes, so to speak?
Yeah, I think the Athletics Foundation did a great job of fundraising for that arena. The pledges are coming in as expected. That was a huge undertaking, trying to raise $130 million. But the debt service seems to be going okay. We have a great business in SMG that's running that arena for us to help us offset the overall expenses to run it on an annual basis. So generally, I think that's going well.
Off of dollars and cents for a minute, there's a lot of talk here recently about conferences exploring expansion. I guess there's some talk about the Big Ten maybe trying to add a team. And I saw something today that the Southeastern Conference at least is doing some contingency planning. Where do you see that going, if anywhere?
Yeah, I think some of these conferences have to decide what they want to try and accomplish. And, you know, the two conferences I think that really should look at something are probably the Big Ten and the Pac-10. The SEC, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me for them to expand. They have such a kind of lock on the overall market and that TV deal that they have. I don't know why they would want to spread the wealth anymore. They're fairly dominant in that regard. But the two conferences, the Big Ten and the Pac-10, I would think that they'd look to do something. And I hope the Pac-10 will look at my Boise State Broncos.
John, UVA signed a few years ago under Swofford's leadership. They signed that TV deal, and at that time, that was a pretty big deal. And I think it still holds the ACC in good stead. I think we're the third richest deal, I think, in terms of television.
That probably makes sense. I'm not sure what happened with the Big Ten going to its own network, but that's probably accurate.
Well, with that said, how do you think the ACC is positioned going forward in the next 3 or 4 years? Because I think that's the remaining balance on that deal. And would the ACC ever consider, for any reason, adding more teams for any reason?
Yeah, that question is probably more appropriate for Craig, but I don't believe there are any current discussions for the league to expand. The one thing I do know, though, there are current negotiations going on for the next TV deal, and they appear to be favorable at this point.
That's great.
I guess one good news on a TV deal is the recent NCAA TV deal with CBS and TBS for a nice sizable amount of money, which I guess at least potentially provides a little more revenue for schools that participate in the NCAA tournament, which obviously includes the ACC.
No question. That was a big bump for them with that TV deal.
You know, just to jump in because of timing, I noticed that reading your bio, I was not aware, and most people, I think, were not aware that you have some oversight responsibilities for academic affairs. So looking at that office and the pressures today to have students come in, successfully compete in their athletic sport, and then at the same time somehow compete in the classroom, we know that's becoming a bigger and bigger challenge at UVA. What is Virginia doing to try to help the student-athlete today that maybe we weren't doing 10 years ago, 5 years ago, whatever the case may be?
Well, I would tell you, when I first arrived at UVA in 2001, I think there was a staff of 3 or 4. I think it approaches 13 to 15 people now. You have a great director, Jim Booz, leading that unit. Our people understand what our student-athletes need to be doing. We have more resources than we've ever had. As you know, we put an academic center in the new arena when we built that. We also have a new academic center tied to football. They have a new academic lab. We've added two coordinators on that side. We have learning specialists now. So it's a very significant operation. But the one thing I think everybody needs to understand is that we don't walk kids to class. We don't take exams. We don't do those things. Right. If a student-athlete chooses to be successful, they can be successful at the University of Virginia. I've seen that time and time again. But if you don't want to go to class, if you don't take care of your business, it's going to be tough to be successful. That doesn't matter if you have five coordinators or 50.
Well, John, I'm familiar with Coach Jim Reed during his days at the University of Richmond because my wife teaches there. He used to show up at the classroom looking through the glass door to make sure his football players were where they were supposed to be. So
he's still doing that.
I don't know if the academic coordinators are going to walk him to class, but Jim Reed may.
Actually, the football coaches are part of doing class checks, so they're involved in that heavily.
No question, and I'm sure it happened before, but it's certainly going to happen going forward.
Yeah, there's some accountability measures in place for football now that if you miss class, you're going to get peer pressure. There's a number of things in place to make sure you take care of your business.
John, if you were going to put your finger on one thing relative to your responsibilities and the UVA Athletic Department, what are you keeping your eye on more than anything day to day and looking down the road for 2011, 2012, et cetera, et cetera?
I wish you could say it's one thing, but here's what I would tell you: getting football and basketball turned around—that's real important. Which is also tied to another thing that's very important to me, and that's our finances. And then making sure we're doing it the right way, compliance. Those are the things that I really worry about on a daily basis. You know, by and large, we have a great coaching staff. We have great student athletes. My job is to really make sure I just take Craig's vision and keep the whole thing moving forward. There's a lot of people involved in that, but I'm really kind of that guy that just tries to keep it moving forward. But it's really those four important things that I keep an eye on every day.
Yeah, we really, in my opinion, have the right people in place in Coach London and Coach Bennett. Seems like fans are becoming increasingly impatient. You know, I was kind of surprised with the decision by Wake Forest to let Dino Gaudio go after 3 years. So it seems like athletic departments are really having a quick hook for some of these coaches. What's your reaction to some of that activity?
I think I would agree with you, Jim. The other thing that you got to think about, there's a lot of dollars in college athletics now, whereas 10 years ago, you know, you don't have the big dollars. Now you do, so the expectations change. And when things look like they're going south, those important donors that are helping you pay for everything, they start asking questions, and you want to keep them happy. And unfortunately, I think that's kind of the way this business is going.
Yeah, it really is tough, and I mean, you don't necessarily need to comment on this, but I was kind of surprised that Oliver Purnell left Clemson to go to DePaul, and also surprised that Al Skinner left BC, however he did it, because I thought Al Skinner was a very good college basketball coach and had a fair level of success up there. So I guess as a coach, you never unpack your boxes anymore.
No, and I would agree with you. Both of those guys had some success. It looked like they were doing it the right way. I was surprised with both of those moves.
Let's talk about the VAF for just one second, the Virginia Athletics Foundation. Looking in the financial report from last year, over $11.5 million in scholarship support. Would you like to speak to that and how important that is to the University of Virginia?
Our Athletics Foundation not only is supporting scholarships on a daily basis, they're also now helping us with operational expenses. Without them, we couldn't do this. The scholarship bill is big. Tuition is going to continue to increase. They are charged with doing that. They do a great job of reaching out to people and getting them to understand. A lot of times we talk about donors being unhappy and we've got all these coaches and they're losing and football and basketball. But at the end of the day, I think a lot of our donors do understand that what they're supporting is to give student athletes the opportunity to be successful. That's what those scholarships do. We have a lot of kids that have come in. They've participated in championships. You know, Craig said something the other day that really shocked me, that I think we've won overall roughly 100 ACC championships, but we've won almost half of them over the last 10 years, which is very impressive in my mind. But it's a large part of VAF stepping up. If you remember, in the last 10 years, we've stepped up to fully fund all of our scholarships. That has helped us win championships. So without them, we couldn't do it, and they do a great job.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think just a lot of talk has been about Coach London and his effort to increase in-state recruiting. And, of course, that has a business application because you'd be paying in-state tuition for those football scholarships that come from folks that live in Virginia.
Not to mention they can play sports fairly well in the state.
That's right. You want to get quality players, regardless of where they're from. You want to get guys that can win.
And their communities want to follow them and pay attention to what they're doing. Those are all positive.
Well, John, we have certainly enjoyed your visit tonight, and we'd like to bring you back maybe in the fall once football season gets underway. I think you're doing a great job from everything that I can tell, and Jim and I applaud your efforts as well as obviously Craig Littlepage.
Appreciate that. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you, John. Talk to you soon.
All right, we're going to head to our first break, and you're listening to Who's Talking. We'll be back on the other side to do our play of the game.